Over 500 pastors, faith leaders gather in San Diego at Turning Point USA Faith Summit. Only the pulpits have the power to change America. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 17, 2022. More than 500 pastors and faith leaders quietly gathered in San Diego, California, last weekend at the first annual Pastors Summit, hosted by Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA Faith. Only the pulpits have the power to change America, one pastor said after attending the event. The summit was held from August 10 to 12, and featured Hillsdale College President Larry Arn, pastors Jack Hibbs, Luke Barnett, and Steve Smothermone, national pro-life leader Lila Rose, academic and leading critic of wokeness James Lindsay, and Charlie Kirk, among many others. There remains one institution in America that the radical left doesn't control, and that is the American church, Kirk told Breitbart News. The church is the last firewall to freedom. But there are three types of churches in America today: the courageous, the cowardly, and the complicit. And this final category is growing fast, Kirk added. PUSA Faith wants to raise up a whole new generation of trained, equipped, and action-oriented pastors and church leaders who want to get involved in the public square. We want to encourage the courageous, win over and inspire the cowardly, and call out the complicit. If the church goes woke, we are truly lost in this country, the PUSA founder said. We intend to fight that trend with everything we've got. Pastor Shane Eidelman of the Westside Christian Fellowship, who also attended the Pastors' Summit, recalled a moment in which a speaker told the audience, "This group can change the nation." I immediately thought about the possibilities, because when God calls a person, God can do incredible things through one person, Eidelman said. Our calling is to preach the unadulterated Word of God and awaken a spiritually dead church. Sadly, many leaders are uncertain about speaking on topics deemed political, the pastor added. A lot of them hide behind the excuse, "I only preach the gospel," but they fail to realize that the gospel affects all areas of life, from the unborn to the borders, and from LGBTQ issues to socialism, wokeness, wicked legislation. The gospel changes the heart, which in return wants to change the nation, Eidelman said. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.